Psalm 119, verses 33 through 48. Hey and vow. Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Vow. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually for ever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Truly, we must seek the Lord with our whole heart. We must long to know our Lord, to keep his commandments, and be true to him in everything. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Oh, how the word of the Lord must become our delight, the joy of our hearts. Otherwise, we shall never keep it unto the end. To follow the Lord like David, we must turn our eyes and hearts away from vanity and covetousness, and we must be devoted to the fear of the Lord. Then shall the Lord quicken us in his way, and he shall establish his word within us. For we must be quickened in his righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. For he is the judge whom we shall stand before, and his judgments are good. For he is a merciful and faithful high priest, who is rich in mercies and in grace. And his mercies and salvation shall come to us when we call upon his holy name in truth. And as he shows himself strong on our behalf, and saves us from our enemies, we will have testimonies in our heart of his faithfulness. His word of truth will be in our mouth, and we will have boldness to proclaim his word, his name, and his testimonies before our enemies and even before kings. And we will not be ashamed, for we trust in his word. For we have hoped in his judgments. And as we continue in his word unto obedience, as we continue in this perfect law of liberty, then we shall walk at liberty, For the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. For the Lord is good, and he is faithful and true. And his word is right, and all his judgments are true. But all of these blessings and victory and liberty shall only be ours if we humble ourselves before our Lord, if we fear him and honor him, and begin like a little child, sitting at his feet, learning his word and his ways, and longing to know him and be true to him with all our heart. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Psalm 119, verses 33 through 48. Hey and vow.